Here's how I was fooled by AI just yesterday. We had a conversation about an interview Clint Eastwood gave. Eastwood is starting to direct another movie at age 95. So 2 days after his 95th birthday, he gave an interview to an Austrian publication called Courier. It's a German language newspaper or website called Courier. And he said in the interview that the thing he dislikes most about the movie industry today is Hollywood's focus on remakes and franchises, and that everything that's done is an old idea, and he only does new ideas moving forward. And I said, yes, good for Clint Eastwood.
Finally, someone said it.
But Chris Dim said, yeah, but the franchises make money. Look what's number one at the box office right now. Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. They've made multiples of all those movies. Karate Kid, for goodness sakes, in third place. And I pushed back and used Clint Eastwood. I pushed all my chips to the... I said, Clint Eastwood says...
He speaks for all of us.
I want you to look over here at Mr. Eastwood.
Mr. Clint Eastwood, who's 95 years old. Today, Clint Eastwood says the interview with The Courier, an Austrian publication, was completely fabricated by AI. That was not him. He did not give that interview. All the quotes given, all the video of him speaking on their website was not.
There's video too?
Yes, they had pictures, video, and, of course, the printed word. And he said every single bit of this was fabricated.
It's not him getting fading memories.
I thought maybe he's 95 now.
Yep.
But
why would I talk to the Austrians?
He's real feisty about this now. He says, nope, I never gave that interview. And he wants a full retraction and an apology from them. That's pretty scary that they could just make something like that up. You know? That's artificial intelligence for you, you know. Today, in fact, there are some songs out. I'll let you all play this game. There are several songs here. Some are by the actual artists, and some are artificially created. They're all fake. They're AI. So all you have to do is guess whether they're fake or real. All right, AI or real. The first one, this is Adele and Eminem together singing a song called Praise, which they're releasing soon.
You took my pain, replaced it whole. To you, my God, I gave all praise.
Used to chase dreams that left me empty. Now I'm running with the God who defends me. Didn't earn a thing, but he gave me breath. Pulled me up out of sin, even near the death. Man, I was broken ego.
Is that real or AI?
I'm going to go AI.
All right.
I can't imagine Adele would be involved in a project like that.
You don't think she would
it
be?
It doesn't sound like the Adele I know.
Right.
So I'm going to lean with Biggie.
That's right. That was AI generated. None of that was real.
More, to me, it was her that sounded...
You didn't think she sounded real?
I didn't think she sounded like the Adele I know.
Yeah, she's got way more rich tone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is this real or is it AI? We have Creep by Teddy Swims.
When I'm hungry, I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? And I don't belong.
All right, real or AI? Now, Kristen may not be as familiar with Teddy Swims.
I'm not.
Biggie, real or AI? Teddy Swims singing Creep.
I don't know much about him either. I know one song by him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that sounded layered with someone else's vocals, and I don't know if AI can do that. So I'm going to say real.
Chris Tim.
It just didn't sound real to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll lean AI.
No, it's real. Biggie gets that one right. That's correct. That is really Teddy Swims.
Just, I mean,
I'm hungry.
That's Biggie's right. He showed his work.
Yeah.
So you don't. I think there's a backup singer. With
so you think that can't be done?
What the hell am I doing here?
You don't think they can harmonize with AI?
I bet it wouldn't sound right. That sounds like two people harmonizing together.
Chris Kelly got fooled by Clint Eastwood.
Big time.
Well.
Big time. A 95-year-old man completely fooled me.
But you're kind of AI's target.
I guess. Same song, Taylor Swift.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. dark, that hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Real or AI, Biggie? Taylor Swift.
Okay. So that sounds like a younger version of a Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She is breathy in it, which makes me wonder about not being AI, because I think you have, you know, singers breathe. You hear that sometimes. But I don't know if Taylor Swift would cover Creep even when she was younger.
Okay.
So I'm going to say AI.
Just because you don't think she would do the song
Choice of the song.
The choice of the song is more what I'm leaning.
You're going inside the numbers on this. Yeah. Did she do it?
I'm loving this game.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah.
Chris Dim.
Based on the, frankly, because of some of the similar reasoning, I'm going to go the opposite direction. I think the breathing sounds too overdone. So I will say AI.
That's right. That is AI. Yeah. That's not Taylor.
But I'm a creep.
But you know, I'm the person who goes, golly, listen to that. I mean, certainly it could
now,
pass.
Now, if you heard it coming out of a speaker from the beach, two towels over, you might think, that's Taylor Swift.
I mean, sure. I mean, if a DJ came on and said, here's Taylor Swift, she's covered Creep, you wouldn't doubt it for sure. Now, that is AI, though. Biggie is 3 for 3 on this and playing very, very well. Chris Cornell sings Nothing Compares to You.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can take away these blues. There's nothing compared.
All right, Biggie. Real or AI, Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares to You.
Real. I think just the up and down of the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
I also know he did an album of covers.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me lean, because I know the artist, that makes me lean real.
Your musical knowledge is what you're using to navigate this game.
Yes.
Chris Dim.
I've heard his voice. To me, that doesn't quite sound like Cornell. I will say AI.
Biggie's correct. That is really Chris Cornell singing Nothing Compares to You.
I feel like his harmonies kind of went up and down quick, and I don't know if AI can do that yet.
Boy, you are inside the game here. Not layering a harmony and not going up and down so quickly like that.
You've really brought this to me today. I'm loving this.
He needs something.
Yeah. Normally, this is my Instacart shopping segment. Let's see what the new ads are for the week. But I'm focused on this one.
All right. Let's see if we can keep your attention with an artist I know Chris Dim loves, Norah Jones singing Black Hole Sun.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Biggie, real or AI?
AI.
Chris Dim.
That's 100% real, Norah.
He's right. That's 100% Norah. He knows Norah.
See,
now.
I'll tell you my thinking. I thought.
Let me tell you, he's cranked up Norah Jones so many times.
Yeah. He ain't gonna time miss, after time.
That's true. He ain't going to miss that. He's like, that's Norah.
That's Norah. Nah, that's my Norah.
Are you kidding? He plays Norah Jones every day. You had no chance.
No.
Why did you think that was AI?
I thought because, well, one, I don't really know Norah Jones like I do so the other so far.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it seemed very AI to add the crowd noise to fool you.
Oh,
yeah, there
I
was
see.
A little bit of crowd noise in there.
See, I thought that was added.
Yeah,
to trick you.
You didn't think it sounded like real crowd noise.
I mean, they could just take that from the internet.
Well, you're right.
But I think you know, AI is smart enough to go, I'm gonna try to trick him.
Now, here's an artist I'm not that familiar with, but singing a song that I do know. The artist is Sia, and she's singing "Someone Like You" by Adele.
Never mind.
Okay, Biggie, real or AI? Sia.
Real.
Chris Dim.
That is really faithful to the original. I mean, it sounds...
That's like Adele.
It almost sounds like a rough cut of an Adele song.
Right.
And I don't know Sia, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I say real.
That's AI.
Oh.
That is not Sia. That is a fake Sia.
I'm very surprised.
It sounded like to me like it had enough... Like she's...
Had enough chord changes
to
me.
Yeah, it had a lot of... That is not Sia or Adele singing this.
It's a machine.
That's a machine.
I also went and... I'll go a little inside the numbers. Sia is kind of what you would call a placeholder singer sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Like, she will sing hit songs when they're being written by...
Oh, really?
Like, the producers.
And really?
Yeah, like, they would... Like, she has done a few Rihanna songs where, like, the demo version is like, yeah, I had Sia sing it, but then Rihanna ended up recording it.
Okay. Oh.
And she's done that several times with other artists, too. So I thought maybe this could be her, once again, being the placeholder artist.
I give you an A-plus for your background knowledge on this.
Yeah, you're really well prepared for the segment.
100%. And usually this is your shopping time.
Yeah, I'm missing the ads right now.
Of course you
missing
are.
Missing all these deals on Gatorade,
that's
Rice
right.
Krispies.
That's right. We have Ed Sheeran singing Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Need to know now because my loneliness is killing me. I still believe when you're not with me, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Biggie.
Oh, man, that's tough. Real.
Chris Dim.
Agree, 100% Sheeran.
That's it. Listen, I've played Ed Sheeran at every corner of this earth. You better believe that's Ed Sheeran. Yes, that's 100% Sheeran.
The guitar sounded too real to me.
Yeah, is that why you went with that?
Yeah, and that's a good one though because it's hard to picture Ed Sheeran singing "Baby One More Time."
I know he did.
The vocal sounded too real.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
Kanye West, "Hey There, Delilah."
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do.
Real or AI, Kanye West, Biggie?
I'm really torn on this one. AI.
Kristen?
It doesn't seem like a Kanye production, so I will agree with Biggie to AI.
That's right.
AI, yay.
I agree. Yay. I would have probably gotten that right because I didn't think he would do something like that, but I thought it sounded like him.
It sounded like him.
It really did, didn't it?
And sometimes you don't know.
Can he sing like that, though?
He has sung before, and it's kind of, he's used auto-tune before, too, so it wouldn't shock me.
Okay. But that was... That's the only reason I would have said AI is because it didn't seem like a song he would choose.
Sure.
You know? But I did think it sounded like his voice. This is Mr. Justin Bieber singing Fast Car.
So remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights way out before and your arms were wrapped right around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. And I had a feeling I could be someone.
Get it, Biebs. All right. I'm sorry. I'm fanning out over here. Biggie, real or AI?
That song was hot for a while. Came back. Luke Combs did a cover.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like the Biebs. But he hasn't done much singing lately. I'm going to say AI.
Chris Dim.
I don't think there's enough variety in the vocal, so I'll say agree with Biggie AI.
That was the Biebs.
The real Biebs.
That was the real Justin Bieber singing that.
That's so real. Remember when we were driving.
That's real.
Driving in your car.
It's hard to tell.
Fast, I felt like I was drunk.
My point is this. I will be duped by AI.
Right around my
without a doubt.
I,
you can still count on this show to be duped.
Here's my point.
A machine can't be as stupid as we are.
I'm going to be giving money to some AI scam here in the near future.